he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is our job. That is Mo Yarborough and his semi-inflatable flotation device of a third wife, Mika Brzezinski. It's their job to tell you what to think. Control the messaging. Sieg Heil, meine Schatzi! Sieg Heil! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And Chicago, they love the media. They're very upset about this word bloodbath now. In Chicago, this weekend, five shot and killed, 15 wounded this weekend. It's a bloodbath. And we were talking about this morning. And Michael was wondering, do you think Hillary takes bloodbaths? You think Hillary Clinton takes bloodbaths? You know, in the blood of children? Maybe Haitian children. Because remember the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation, they went down to Haiti and they fixed it. And now barbecue and the cannibals control the whole place. And barbecue and the cannibals is the name of our new band. We've got a new band. We don't have any new music yet, but we're just forming a band, Barbecue and the Cannibals. That's going to be our band. But in Chicago this weekend, five killed, 15 wounded. Why would that be an issue? And the answer is Democrats. It's not. It's not an issue. It's perfectly normal. And I don't know, if I were a betting man, I'm not much. Every now and then I bet a dollar on something, but I would bet that Hillary Clinton does take bloodbaths. She's probably got like an old-fashioned, one of their many multi-million dollar mansions, probably like an old, clawfoot tub, like a classic old Victorian era tub with the big claws holding balls under there, like a metal ball. And Hillary Clinton taking a bloodbath. She lives in a bloodbath. And she reads about Vince Foster and a whole long list of other people. But that's another thing altogether. Michael Beschloss was back on television this morning. He's the guy who said that in the midterm elections in 2018, that if the Republicans won, your children would be arrested and possibly killed. Your children would be killed if the Republicans won. And I got to tell you, these people, their brains don't work at all. Donald Trump was already president for 4 years. He was not only not a dictator, he wasn't dictatorial at all. He did tell his supporters to go peacefully and patriotically let their voices be heard, which is what the First Amendment is about. But the Democrats don't support the First Amendment anymore, or the rest of the Bill of Rights, for that matter. Antiquated white men, patriarchy, And now here come the gas chamber crowd to, the pro-Hamas, genocidal anti-Semites mainstreaming Democrat Party. But Michael Beschloss, if the Republicans won in the midterms in 2018, it means your children will be arrested and possibly killed because the pro-life party, the Republican Party, as opposed to the pro-death party, the Democrat Party, they slaughter 40% of the black population in the womb. An average weekend in Chicago is five killed, 15 wounded. It's like Fallujah. It's Chirakistan. But never mind all that. And Michael Beschloss was on the television on MSDNC again this morning. And it's not that their rhetoric is overheated or anything like that. The Democrats and their cable television outlets and things. Our entire political system is just a terrible cable television show. But he was out there this morning, and Donald Trump, because that, the rhetoric. I remember when they used to talk about, Donald Trump says that the auto industry will experience a bloodbath if China floods the market with electric cars and the Democrats mandate electric cars. It'll be a bloodbath for the automobile industry, which is what President Trump said in Ohio on Saturday. And then... the rhetoric that they use is the end of democracy. Your children are going to be killed. He's a dictator. He's Hitler. He's Mussolini. He's all this crazy stuff. but we're having a Beschloss problem, having a Beschloss technical problem. Let's go to soundbite number 30. Number 30. Because this is something actually that my best girl shared with me over the weekend. And it was fun stuff. It is fun stuff. It was fun the first time I saw it. It's I meme, therefore I am. I meme, therefore I am is the Twitter handle, the X handle of this young man who went out to a college campus here in the United States of America and did something really fun. Because I talk about the information dominance and the propaganda dominance of the left in the United States of America and a corrupt news media, filthy, corrupt news media. And this young man from I Meme, Therefore I Am, went to a college campus and approached college-age people, presumably students, but maybe not, and said, have you heard the name Lakin Riley, who was, of course, murdered at the University of Georgia by an illegal alien who came into the country illegally as an alien, as Joe Biden was waving all the illegal aliens in, and murdered Lakin Riley at the University of Georgia on campus. She just wanted to jog, 22 years old, and murdered because Joe Biden wants more dead Americans, and it's the fundamental transformation of America. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for more murdered Americans. A vote for a Democrat anywhere is a vote for more murdered people, more carjacked people, more looted stores. But here's I Meme, Therefore I Am on college campus. And then, of course, you got it. You know where it goes from here, right? Have you heard the name Lakin Riley to the young people on campus? And then, have you heard the name George Floyd? It sounded like this.
You know who Lakin Riley is?
I don't.
Okay, so she was in the news recently. She was a college student that got murdered by an illegal immigrant.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell at all? Or?
No, haven't heard it.
Have you heard of Lakin Riley?
No.
Have you heard of Lakin Riley?
No.
Lakin Riley?
Student after
Never
student.
Before.
After student.
That name doesn't ring a bell at all?
No, not ring a bell.
Have you ever heard of Lakin Riley?
No.
Lakin Riley was a college student who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. Have you ever heard of George Floyd?
Yes, absolutely.
So why do you think you haven't heard of Lakin Riley?
I have no idea.
Do you think that that situation warrants the same kind of reaction that the George Floyd situation had?
I don't know the details, so I couldn't really say. I am deeply opposed to, like, innately knee-jerk blaming illegal immigrants for violence.
Have you heard of
innately knee-jerk blaming people by group?
A situation like that warrants maybe a similar response that George Floyd had?
Like protests in the street?
Riots? Burning?
Well, I don't see them. I don't know. I guess the media just didn't cover it very well.
Have you guys ever heard of George Floyd?
I guess
yes,
that's
George
right.
Yes.
And you know who he is?
Yes, I know who he is. I know exactly what happened to him and everything in 2020.
And you know that there were like a lot of protests and riots that came after it, you know, he got killed by a police officer. So Lakin Riley, she was a young girl, a college student who got murdered by an illegal immigrant. Do you think that that kind of warrants the same kind of reaction as George Floyd?
Billions in damage?
I wouldn't say completely because of the circumstances. And I obviously don't know who this person is and how they got killed.
This is what's going on college campuses.
That's obviously not a death that should have happened at all.
They have
no
idea.
What is your understanding of what happened to him?
Yeah, it was basically, in my opinion, it was just abuse of power.
Do you know who Lakin Riley is?
No.
Okay. So she was in the news recently. She was a college student who was murdered by an illegal immigrant. Do you see that as being kind of a similar situation to George Floyd?
No, I think it's an overgeneralization.
Yeah, because illegal alien.
Why was it under the title of illegal immigrant and not anything else?
No person is illegal.
I mean, why give it that kind of label and not a person who's having economical issues or mental health issues?
Could have economical issues or mental health issues. Economical. It's problematic because you don't want to call somebody illegal just because they murdered somebody after coming to the country illegally. By the way, the illegal alien's brother, the illegal alien that murdered Lakin Riley, the brother is also an illegal alien and apparently more direct gang affiliations with Venezuelan gangs who, when his brother was being arrested for murdering Lakin Riley, he gave the police a fake green card. And now he's looking at up to 10 years in prison at U.S. taxpayer expense, thanks to Joe Biden. Just amazing stuff. You know, but Democrats, they can have open borders. Their open borders can lead to murders and to all kinds of mayhem. And the news media doesn't cover it because why would they? Know what I mean? Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, soundbite number 15. That was good work by I Meme, Therefore I Am, and an entirely appropriate thing to do on college campuses to expose the truth, and that is that we're in terrible shape as a country, and our college campuses are the Soviet Union, and these young people are dominated by, you know, they get all their news off of their phone, and they couldn't name a network anchor, news anchor, which is fine, of course, because they all lie to them anyway. But these people have no idea what's going on in the world around them, and then they go vote Democrat. The Democrats have locked in the moron vote, the ignorant vote, the don't-know-anything vote, and the criminal vote, and the illegal vote. But here is Congresswoman Debbie Lesko. She was on the Fox News Channel on Saturday morning, and I was watching, talking about Joe Biden and the Democrats and why we have these open borders. Why was Lake and Riley murdered by an illegal alien? Why is the murderer's illegal alien brother now going to cost us millions of dollars with 10 years in prison for his crimes? And the answer is Joe Biden. Debbie Lesko, a Republican congresswoman, Saturday morning on, I believe, on the Fox News Channel.
The Biden administration just wants open border policies. They may say they want to close border, but they don't. And the numbers prove that.
Yeah, and honestly, Debbie Lesko, I was listening to her on Saturday and watching her, and I thought she was doing quite well. I liked her very much. Congresswoman Debbie Lesko on Saturday on the Fox News Channel.
Under President Trump, let's say in December of 2020, only 74,000 crossings. You fast forward to under Biden, December of 2023, 302,000 crossings. And that's just the ones that they've captured. That doesn't include the gotaways. That doesn't include all of the people that 30,000 a month from Haiti, from Cuba, from Nicaragua, from Venezuela, that he's just flying into the country. This is just insanity. And that's why Republicans keep pushing back in the U.S. House of Representatives to try to secure the border.
Debbie Lesko, a Republican congresswoman from the great state of Arizona, and she made reference to Joe Biden flying in over the top of our border from B-pole countries south of our border, more than 300,000 what we'll call migrants. Debbie Lesko.
The only logical reason I can think why Biden and the Democrats
listen
keep wanting these open border policies is they want more Democrat Congress members. Because every 10 years there's a census, and the census does not just count citizens, it counts residents. And so if you have all these sanctuary cities and Democrat-controlled states and cities, they'll have more Congress members. Now, I assume after they get enough Congress members to take over, then they will change the laws and allow illegals to vote. That's the only thing I can think of logically, because why would any president want sex trafficking, drug trafficking, all of these people flooding across our border? I mean, my goodness sakes, it's over 9 million people since he's been in office. It's just pure insanity.
Yeah, it's three-fifths of a person. It's the same thing the Democrats did with slaves to get more seats in the House of Representatives, and they're doing it now with illegal aliens. And Debbie Lesko, she got almost there to the three-fifths of a person thing, but not quite. I have the Lieutenant Governor of Texas coming up for you as well on the topic of the border and Joe Biden. It's about power for the Democrat Party. That's what it's about. Just as it was when they wanted slaves counted as three-fifths of a person because it gave them more seats in the House of Representatives from slave states, the Democrat Party. Did you know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology, which helps quickly destroy a whole lot of different viruses, odors, mold, and so much more in your home and your office with thousands of five-star reviews online. You know, it works like a champ. We've got two of them at home humming along right now. Any smell will vanish in just a matter of seconds with the thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers. Even Michael Moore is no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The powerful Eden Pure Thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy and schedule and mail away for and replace again and again. It's a self-contained unit. You can hold one in your hand. It's only this big. Start enjoying your home and fresh air again. Get several thunderstorms for whole home protection, because right now you can save $200 American on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack to cover your entire home, your office, your teenager's room. You get three units for under $200. Put one in your basement, the bedroom, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code CHRIS3. That's me, CHRIS, the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3. Yes, sir. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. In fact, Michael Moore is in the news today. He has a dire warning for Democrats. A dire warning for Democrats. You're never going to believe what it is. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ba-dum, bam, bam. Well, let's take a phone call, Michael, and we've got more lunacy from the usual cast of characters coming up, so don't go anywhere. And the border, more. Let's go to Jeremy calling from Lafayette, Indiana. Jeremy, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Yeah, morning, Chris. In reference to the suspect in the D.C. shooting near the rec center,
uh-huh,
the Kennedy Rec Center,
uh-huh,
I guess I'm just appalled on how they could assume that this is a man that they're looking for.
That's misandry. Misandry is, you know, anti-man talk.
Or maybe it's a furry, like the kids in the school that need litter boxes. You know, maybe it's a cat running around.
Might be a furry. We had, 3 a.m. Sunday morning, so really late Saturday night. 7 people shot in a single incident in Washington, D.C. 2 murdered, 5 more wounded, of course. Yeah, and the police say they're looking for someone with light pants. A man, average build, light pants and a blue shirt. Keep your eyes peeled.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Yeah, the Democrats, the illegal aliens are their new 3/5 of a person. And they'll say to you, they'll look you right in the face and say, well, who do you think's cleaning the dishes in the back of the restaurants you go to? And they'll do it with a straight face. They'll look angrily at you. Amazing stuff. Yes, it is. Crazy man, crazy. Now, we've got on MSDNC this morning, they've got, they're all caught up. And on The View, they're all upset about bloodbath. Oh, he's threatening civil war. He's threatening a bloodbath across America. He's talking about the auto industry being clobbered by Joe Biden's policies. But their mental illness is is dominant. Now, you may remember, and they got Michael Beschloss back on the who said your children would be killed by the Republicans if they won the Senate in 2018. Your children would be killed. And then they went out and killed 500,000 children at Planned Parenthood, and they sent them money to keep it going, to get all the black kids, because you know how the Democrats are. Amazing stuff. But they're still living on, they still recycle and regurgitate the falsehoods of yesteryear. Donald Trump, you remember, like, there are good people on both sides, and they misrepresented the hell out of that forever. And they win the day with their lies and their misrepresentations, college campuses, everybody. You know, it's not that liberals don't know anything. It's just that so much of what they know is wrong. And then the Michael Beschloss with the, what was the, the dictator. He's going to be a dictator because Democrats are calling him a dictator. And he said, yeah, I'm going to be a dictator. I'm going to close the border. I'm going to. Donald Trump on being a dictator.
He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, 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 other than day one. We're closing the border, and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
So day one, he's a dictator. He's going to close the border and then drill, drill, drill. After that, I'm not a dictator. But they're still peddling this on, and this Michael Beschloss is a candy-ass rich kid, grew up with servants in the house and, you know, fireplaces in his bedroom and chauffeurs and things. Then he became a presidential historian, and he's a Democrat whack job, I'll say, whack job. And he was on MSDNC this morning, and they're peddling, you know, the latest good people on both sides. And, of course, good people on both sides. He immediately said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis deserve to be condemned completely, right? And he made that very, very clear. But the news media just ignored that because they don't report the news. They unreport it. They anti-report. They make sure the truth doesn't get out.
You had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
All right, but they just left. They just write that out of the script because they're corrupt. And they write out of the script what he's talking about with bloodbath. And they wrote out of the script with the dictator, I'm going to be a dictator, and I'm going to secure the border, and we're going to drill, drill, drill. So this morning on MSDNC, semi-inflatable flotation device of third wife Mika Brzezinski and presidential hack former historian Michael Beschloss.
Michael Beschloss, I want to ask you about Donald Trump increasingly sounding like a fascist, a dictator, mimicking them, and using words that are clearly out of the pages of some of the most powerful autocrats or dictators of our time.
Absolutely, he says. Yeah, that words. He's talking about the auto industry. And we just played a 3-minute-long montage, or big chunks of it, of all the news media people calling everything a bloodbath. Everything's, oh, the RNC, 15 people lost their job. It's a bloodbath. It's the Saturday night massacre. Oh, no, he's threatening a massacre. Just amazing stuff. Michael, the fake Beschloss.
In a way, Donald Trump has made it easier because when he tells you he'll be a dictator for a day, we all know that dictators don't resign after a day.
What a moron.
When he uses the word bloodbath. Yes, it was in the context of an automobile industry speech, but he knew exactly what he was saying.
Yeah. Now, he concedes that he's lying, and then he lies anyway. What a lion sacagawea this boy is. Man, oh man.
What I would suggest is let's go back to the late 1920s in Germany or the early 1930s. Uh-huh. The Nazis and Hitler came to power
Nazis, Hitler.
Under a legal system. They did not seize power overnight illegally. They were able to get elected. And one reason that happened was that people didn't realize that if you're voting for Hitler, this could end in the Holocaust and a defeat in World War II.
They just voted for the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany because they wanted a Socialist Workers' Party to be in charge. And then, unsurprisingly now in retrospect, they killed everybody because that's what Socialist Workers' Parties have done since 1917 in Europe. And now the Democrat Party is our very own Socialist Workers' Party with Bernie Sanders and got the Squad and our media, honestly. And your Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness. It's, you know, I think somewhere a group of psychiatrists needs to come forward and explained that this is a legitimate mental illness, that is a category of mental illness that Democrats are struggling with or not in very, very large numbers. Just extraordinary. It's Hitler, it's Nazis, it's the Socialist Workers Party. And yeah, who saw the Holocaust coming? And by the way, you guys are the Jew haters, just by the way. You are the pro-Hamas. Hamas is a genocidal, anti-Semitic, racist army that has the full support of you. And the Jews, Israel, I am a Zionist. I am anti-Hamas. You guys are pro-Hamas. If you're looking for Nazis, smell yourselves. If there's a Holocaust coming, it will be at the hands of you people. We're trying to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Man, oh man. And by the way, on the Holocaust, Kanakoa the Great, with an ex post, who wrote, all this talk about bloodbaths. Meanwhile, every president in my lifetime, except Donald Trump, has gotten the United States involved in a new war, killing millions of people, squandering trillions of dollars, and leaving behind nations plagued by chaos, terrorism, and devastation. Joe Biden takes back the White House for Washington, D.C. swamp, and there are literal bloodbaths in Ukraine, Israel, and Palestine. Let's not leave out Yemen and look at Haiti, where the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons went down there and fixed Haiti, and now barbecue and the cannibals are in charge. Were George W. Bush and Joe Biden pathological liars when they told the American people that Iraq had WMDs, weapons of mass destruction? Was Obama practicing the values you want your kids to aspire to when he started wars in Libya, Syria, and Yemen? Name one thing that Trump did that is objectively more evil. Fairly good question from Kanakoa the Great. A fun tweet, and that's exactly right. Under Trump, there was no war in Europe. Joe Biden comes in, war in Europe. What do they want? They want more funding for war in Europe. Who's in charge of the peace talks? Nobody. What's our Secretary of State doing? Fueling the war machine. And he's going to get a job with arms contractors after he leaves, sooner rather than later. Joe Biden is the warmonger. Barack Obama bombed more countries than any president since World War II ended. And he got the Nobel Peace Prize. And they haven't asked for it back. Just amazing. Now, this morning on The View, which is actually an ABC News product, they're paid by the news division at ABC, and they've got Whoopi, who's a lunatic in a mental case, and she remembers a day before Roe versus Wade in 1972, when every woman's room she walked into, there were women sprawled out all over the floors giving themselves abortions with coat hangers. She's severely mentally ill, And this morning on The View, and they had the, you know, joyless read. It's funny. They got Whoopi, Joy, and Sunny, right? And they're the most miserable women anywhere on the planet Earth. And this morning, they're having their little bloodbath discussion.
And this rhetoric that you're talking about from World War II is from 1790.
Yeah. What?
We've been here, you know, these conversations about what brown people and black people have been.
What?
Always. It's always, what? They're animals, they're this. They used to take the Bible and say, what? You know, you could read it in the Bible. And then you'd go to look for it and they say, well, we can show it to you.
What? This is they're talking about bloodbath. What are they talking about? 1790, World War II. It's, you know, they love the Hitler thing. Hitler and the Socialist Workers Party. And honestly. All right, let's get to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, because he's talking about Joe Biden and the border. You know, Texas is a border state, and they've been trying to do everything they can to stop the madness. Also, we found a Lebanese illegal alien crossing our border who told officials that he's here to make a bomb. He meant to say bombs, but his English is not very good. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick this morning.
President Joe Biden has sold this country out And every American citizen who dies at the hands of someone here illegally, whether it's a drunk driver, we see that all the time, or a crime like Lake and Riley, or these children being attacked and raped, go down the list. Every week we see these crimes happen at the hands of illegals.
Yes, that's a straight-up fact. And if the news media covered it like it was George Floyd, a career criminal drug addict filled with fentanyl and methamphetamine who died of heart failure, imagine if Lake and Riley got the kind of coverage that George Floyd got. We still wouldn't be burning cities down from coast to coast like the violent criminals of the Democrat Party. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas.
You would think any ordinary human being who cared about American lives would say, we got to put a stop to this. This is out of control. But what are they focused on? The administration fixing soft serve ice cream machines at McDonald's? That seems to be their focus. I mean, any rational human being, Lawrence, in the White House would say, I don't know what we've been doing, but this has to stop now. But he didn't even know Lake and Riley's first name. And he never called the family after it happened in those early days,
so then
when he should have.
He doesn't care.
He does not care.
I'm talking to Lawrence Jones, and he does not care. He simply does not care. This is the left, all right? Human lives are not important to the left. Nobody has killed more people than the left in the history of the world. That makes ISIS and Al-Qaeda look like the Red Cross, honestly. You may remember FBI Director Christopher Wray not too long ago testifying on Capitol Hill. I shared this with you. Talking about ISIS smuggling lots and lots of people in across our southern border, and we're supposed to pay no attention to it.
We are concerned about the terrorism implications from potential targeting of vulnerabilities at the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties.
ISIS ties? What is that going to be a problem? Meanwhile, over the weekend, dozens of illegal aliens breached through the border wall, which they cut through, and because Democrats, and took selfies on our side of the border, mass illegal crossings. But get a load of this one, since we're talking about Christopher Wray and terrorism. Illegal migrant from Lebanon. Lebanon? Is that a border nation? Illegal migrant from Lebanon caught at border admitting he's a Hezbollah terrorist hoping to, quote, make a bomb, end quote, and was headed for New York. Should we let him go? Maybe we'll give him a subway pass and a gift basket. A Lebanese migrant who was caught sneaking over our border admitted he's a member of Hezbollah, the Army of Allah. He hoped to make a bomb, and his destination was New York, which is, what is New York? It's the Port-au-Prince of America. That's right. The New York Post can reveal. Basel Abadi, 22 years old, was caught by U.S. Border Protection March 9th near El Paso, Texas. While in custody, he was asked what he was doing in the U.S., to which he replied, I'm going to try to make a bomb, he said, according to Border Patrol document exclusively obtained by the New York Post. The rest of the news media couldn't care less. But Abadi later claimed in an interview he'd been trying to flee Lebanon and Hezbollah because he didn't want to kill people. Once you're in, you can never get out. He's got a Michael Corleone line here. Just when I thought I was out, they suck me back in again. They pull me back in again. According to internal U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement documents, he's saying once you're in, you can never get out. So he came here and he wants to make a bomb. Abadi said in a sworn interview after his arrest that he had trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and served as an active member guarding weapons locations for another 4 years, the documents show. Now, this is the Democrat Party's open border policies. Now, Abadi may not want to be a radical Islamic jihadi with Hezbollah. I would imagine a lot of people in that region of the world don't aspire to growing up to blowing themselves up and killing some Jews. But we're supposed to have a border. You know what I'm talking about? Bop, bop, bop. He didn't have any documents when he crossed our border. He said when he was in Costa Rica, He was robbed at knife point and had all his documents stolen from him. He also admitted to using a fake birthday and a fake name in Sweden, in Ecuador, and in Panama. And now he's here, his ultimate destination. What's to worry about, honestly? The FBI director said ISIS is smuggling people in from Mexico. All of the blood is on Joe Biden's hands. Maine, the once great state of Maine, is on the brink of passing a bill to make it a sanctuary state for transgenderism. As though anybody cares. Really, it's got to be about children, right? Because it's always the children they're targeting. That's it. Maine may allow out-of-state children to receive genital mutilation, which we used to frown upon. Gender change procedure. Trans tourism. They call it trans tourism. Because the Democrat Party is very, very unwell. These people are not, they're not altogether there, are they? Let's grab a phone call. I've been remiss. I've been going to too much stuff here today. It's a bloodbath out there. Let's go to Jesse calling from Pensacola Beach, Florida. Oh, Jesse, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Hey. It's good to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Anyway, I was retired recently. I was over in Croatia. We went to Split, Dubrovnik. We were taken along on tours by two different guides, and they're pretty far apart, the cities. The girl in Split made a mistake. They were waiting for the reenactment of the Roman changing of the guard. She goofed. She forgot her things, and she said, "I pulled a Biden."
Did she really? She said, "I pulled a Biden" when she screwed up?
That's correct.
And that's very funny.
It happened at a tour in Dubrovnik, a great old medieval
Been there a couple of times. My best girl and I have been to Dubrovnik a couple of times. And to Split also. We've also been to Split. Beautiful. Beautiful, isn't it?
The guy there in Dubrovnik got lost for a second. She said, "I had to pull the Biden." They're separate people. They don't work together. They don't know each other. But the rest of the world gets broadcasts that we don't get, and the rest of the world gets to see what a idiot demented fellow that Biden actually is.
That's very funny. That is a great story, Jesse. Thanks for calling about that. Pull to Biden.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.